Thank you for joining us on Easy's Community Focus. I'm Ellen Jaffe, and we are once again going to take a look at some of the issues that matter in South Florida and the organizations and the people that are making a difference. June is National Men's Health Month, and we've all heard the joke that men don't go to doctors unless their wives tell them to. We're going to get some clarification on that today from one of our local treasures that is doing so much during Men's Health Month to get out and into the community and help people do what's necessary. I am so happy to welcome the CEO of Jackson North Medical Center, part of the Jackson Health System, which, as you probably already know, is a nonprofit academic medical system here in South Florida. It's governed by the Public Health Trust, which is a team of citizen volunteers that act on behalf of the Miami-Dade County Board of County Commissioners. And they are here to ensure that all residents of Miami-Dade County receive a single high standard of care, regardless of their ability to pay. Now, in addition to Jackson Memorial Hospital, the Jackson Health System also includes primary care and specialty care centers, two long-term care nursing facilities, six corrections health services clinics. They also have a network of mental health facilities. Holtz Children's Hospital, Jackson Rehabilitation Hospital is part of the group, Jackson Behavioral Health Hospital, Jackson South Community Hospital, and Jackson North Medical Center, who is with us today. Andre Boyd, thank you for being here.
Thank you very much, Ellen. I appreciate the time to talk to you today.
Is it true? Do men really need to be pushed to go see a doctor?
Yeah, for me, I have to be pushed by my wife all the time. So it helps me a lot to be focused on what I need to get taken care of. So, I have two little kids, so making sure my health is good is important.
So kind of Jackson has taken on the role of the spouse in a way during Men's Health Month, getting out into the community and urging men to do what they need to do to ensure their health.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Let's talk first about you and how you came to Jackson, and what is it about working with this group that makes you so passionate?
I've been at Jackson for about a year and a half now. Hometown is originally New Orleans, Louisiana, but my family and I moved from Bowling Green, Kentucky. Okay. I've been in healthcare for about 14 years and always been in a hospital setting.
What is it about being in that setting that moves you?
Well, for me, it started early on. I was adopted when I was 15, and my adopted father was head of OBGYN at LSU Medical Center. And I think his passion for medicine and people kind of rubbed off on myself and my brothers. And the plan was to follow in his footsteps, but I kind of turned a little bit. I love numbers, I love finance, and I love people. So being a healthcare administrator allowed me to do that.
Okay. Who is your clientele at Jackson?
We have a good diverse patient population. We have a large Haitian American, Caribbean, African American population. We have Hispanic population, and we also have a large Jewish and Caucasian population as well.
What are the key health issues that men face in 2016?
There's a plethora of ailments and opportunities. One in particular is it's prostate cancer. Prostate cancer is big in pretty much all racial areas, but it affects African American men at a higher rate. I would say also diabetes, hypertension is also a big opportunity for minorities, in particular because of socioeconomic status as well as eating habits, etc. A big part is, in addition to those other elements, is probably just overall health, about physical health.
Do you see, you know, as you said, that a prostate cancer covers all? Mm-hmm. It doesn't know the difference between race or religion. Are there certain diseases or health concerns for the different populations, particularly here in South Florida with our melting pot?
I think South Florida, it's actually, I used to live in Washington, D.C., so South Florida represents Washington, D.C. for me a little bit.
Okay.
And so because of all the large number of ethnicity groups that we have, you tend to have certain opportunities. For example, sickle cell is a big disease here in South Florida. A large Caribbean population have sickle cell anemia. Another big thing is also... it's specific about the fact that, you know, genetics makes a big deal depending on the individual, and having an opportunity to identify early on what your genetic tree was as far as diabetes or any other type of ailment gives you a big opportunity to get better with that.
And then in some ways you've got that nature versus nurture thing where some of it is just behavioral. Correct. And is that's really what Men's Health Month, what you're doing during June and Men's Health Month seems to be geared toward is giving people the information they need so they can do what they can.
Correct.
In the areas they can as opposed to what you can't with genetics.
Correct.
So you've got this pop-up stop concept going on. What are you doing with that?
Yes, thank you for asking. Pop-up stops were created to speak directly to men about men's health in a more casual setting. Together with Calc Media Group, we started this pop-up stops concept where we'll visit a few barbershops around town and just sit and talk. The month of June is, like we talked about, is National Men's Month, so we're taking our show on the road to kind of, so to speak, talk about.
Okay, so you've got the show. What, you have the mobile van.
Yes, ma'am.
And who goes into the mobile van to head out into the community?
As of yesterday, I got to participate in the van and talk about just overall opportunities to improve the health of our communities. And also, we're going to have other individuals, some of our marketing folks from Jackson Health System, as well as some of the Cox Media people as well.
And you're going to barbershops.
Yes, ma'am.
Why barbershops?
Well, I mean, some people in the past, my dad would always say that the barbershop is the black man's country club. So a big opportunity is you have a lot of young adults as well as older adults that share. It's a great place to fellowship amongst people. It's a great place to get away.
Right.
And talk about things that normally you wouldn't talk about in open settings. So,
really? Okay.
A barbershop is a good place to congregate.
I guess it's like the salon where we talk to our hairdresser about things that we don't discuss with other people. Same with men and women, yeah.
Correct.
So when you go into the barbershops, and a little bit later in the program, we'll give you the schedule of where you'll be and on what dates and the website. What do you expect to talk to people about? What are some of the issues that you think are maybe the things that they're not comfortable talking about to other people?
I think, first of all, we will focus heavy on PSA screening for cancer patients, for prostate cancer, because a large number of men don't get checkups to make sure they're checking for prostate cancer and other cancer elements as well. Also, we're going to talk about when is a good time to go to your doctor. Everybody should do an annual physical.
Right.
You should always do that. But some men wait till 10 years until or 10 or 40s. I'm actually turning 40 in 2 months. And my wife is probably the one reason I do it every year. So another big part is talking about when you should go to an ER versus another option that may be cost effective. For example, Jackson is going to be opening up 4 urgent cares.
Yes. We're
very excited about that as a system. The first one is going to be by Jackson South Hospital. And then the second one will be up here at Jackson North. And then the other two close to Miami Beach and another one down south.
Okay. I want to come back to the urgent care. We were talking about the things that men need to be focused on. You said the prostate cancer, the annual
physical,
when to go to the ER versus going to...
Also managing healthy lifestyle about nutrition. That's a big deal, you know, especially for individuals like myself. I love cheeseburgers and chicken, and so I got to manage that as best I can. But globally, it's just being able to have a good conversation with their primary care physician about what ailments they may have specifically. That's the biggest. Get out there and get the information as quickly as possible by the practitioners that know the information.
How much of what you're doing has been impacted by the Affordable Care Act and the need to accommodate the different setup of the healthcare system?
That's a great question. I will tell you, not to go into too deep detail, I could talk about healthcare all day, but Affordable Care Act is pushing us to the whole healthcare environment to go from volume to value. So when I say that, I mean, instead of being paid off fee for service and episodic care, you're going to be paid for the whole continuum of care that you're providing to the patient in the hospital as well as outside the hospital. And so partnering with individuals like Cox to spread the word about home health or long-term care in addition to acute care, which we cover, is very vital for us to be successful going forward as an organization.
Okay. Now, going back to the barbershop, you show up in your mobile van, and now you're going to go in there, completely surprised, pop-up stop. What else is going to be there that the men who are in the barbershop are going to be excited about and want to even make their appointments to go that day and time?
Wow, I thought just me showing up would be that exciting, but if they're not excited about just me, we're going to have some other stuff. We're going to have some music for individuals, a live DJ talking and mixing. Also, we're going to have giveaways and just tons of excited people to speak and reach out to individuals about healthcare needs.
Okay, now, but you're not doing any sort of testing, screening, nothing like that.
No,
this is
not.
Strictly conversation.
That's correct.
Informational.
That's correct.
And the website, if someone wants to get the schedule, where these pop-up stops are going to be and what time, there is a dedicated website just about this at myjacksoncares.com. But of course, the regular Jackson website to see everything about Jackson Health is jacksonhealth.org.
And get more information.
Okay. Once again, we're speaking with Andre Boyd, the CEO of Jackson North Medical Center. June is National Men's Health Month, and you've got these pop-up stops that are going to be happening at various barbershops in Miami-Dade County, where they will be meeting men on the streets, giving them an opportunity to learn about not only what they need, but the services that are available at Jackson. You mentioned prostate cancer as number one. What are some of the symptoms of prostate cancer that men may or may not recognize, and what keeps them from getting checked for that?
I think it depends. If you're a younger male with prostate cancer, it's just the stigma of it. Mm-hmm. Some of the key things that you may have if you possibly have prostate cancer is a willingness to go to the bathroom, urge to go to the bathroom often. You will get bloated a little bit because of the swelling of your prostate. Also, pain in that area will be another characteristic of having prostate cancer. Having prostate cancer is characteristic of sexual desire a little bit as well. Those are the ones off the top of my head that I can think of. But we will have probably more detailed information forthcoming when I can talk to more clinicians about prostate cancer.
What's the outlook for prostate cancer patients nowadays?
It's actually very good. I can't give you any statistics directly at this moment in time, but I do know individuals that have prostate cancer, some that were diagnosed with prostate cancer maybe 10 years ago, and they're still living and they're still doing
great.
Well.
Great. Yeah. It seems like there's progress that's similar to breast cancer.
Yes, it is, ma'am.
Okay. And then you mentioned the annual physical that so many people don't want to go to. What I know why women don't want to go. You know, we don't want to be told that we need to lose weight. We don't want to be told that we have to start exercising or, you know, get our eating, change our eating. What is it for men? Same things? Are there some other things?
I can't really speak for all men, but I'll tell you, my phobia is, you know, I think as I got older, I really didn't want to know.
Right.
I'd rather be, you know, the concept about being incompetent kind of helps you be patient and comfortable a little bit.
Right.
And so I think once it starts affecting others, that makes more of an impact to have a man change. When I got married, had kids, my health can infect them if I'm not around. And so I think I started to go to my annual physicals every year, being more cognizant of making sure I'm eating healthier and being cognizant of making sure I take my medication if I needed to take medication at the time or not. So those are some of the things why, from what I gathered from myself, of why men would not do it. In addition, it's just like I said, if you're a 40-year-old man, find out that you have prostate cancer, is sometimes the stigma of it that you have prostate cancer.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong. It's not, you're nothing wrong about you as a person.
Right.
You just gotta, it's just important for you to get checked. There's a lot of great practitioners, medical oncologists that can help manage this and hopefully one day fix it for you.
Yeah, okay. And what on the positive side, you may find out that your blood pressure is great,
mm-hmm.
and that your cholesterol is great, and you're perfectly healthy, and go out there and, you know, live it up. But what are the great things about being healthy?
One, you feel alive. When you're healthy, you get, use me as a great example. Over the last couple of months, I lost about 15 pounds.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And a big part of that is I have a 4-year-old and a 14-month-year-old.
You've got your exercise program built in. Yes, I do.
And they keep me busy. The other part about it is, you know, when you get those, to your point, when you get a positive result from your primary care doctor to say your cholesterol is down from X, and, you know, your A1C is down from X, and, you know, your weight loss is going in the right direction, and all these different positive things, it motivates you to continue to do, one, keep yourself exercising and eating healthier, as well as continuously having conversations with your primary care physician about your health status going forward.
I don't know if it's the same, again, men versus women. I've never lived a man's life. I know women sometimes feel like they can't have conversations with their doctors. They feel like the doctor isn't listening, or they have to get in and out really fast. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got your 5 minutes and wow, I better not talk about the kids. And so it can be intimidating. Mm-hmm. Is it that way for men? And do they need to be really on point with the conversation with the doctor? Because we don't have as much time as we used to.
Correct. I will tell you, it depends on your doctor. So a lot of great doctors that I know, and actually there's a lot of great doctors in our Jackson Medical Group, if somebody needs a primary care physician, they take the time, especially on the first visit, they take the time to really observe and understand a lot of the different things that's going on with the patient. Maybe your subsequent visits may not be as long as your first visit, but typically those are more conversations to check you up, to make sure that things are going smoothly, and you're being prepared for the next annual visit, physical that you're going to have. A big thing is your health is just as important as your money. So if you ask questions to your wealth management advisor about your dollars and cents for your 401k, et cetera, you should also ask your doctor about, okay, I have this lump on my chest or on my arm. Can you check this out? Can you make sure it's good? So I think, you know, the logic my dad would always say, first, your God is first, your family second, your health and your livelihood is next. So that's kind of how I live my life a little bit.
Okay. Setting the model from the top up. Mm-hmm. So Jackson does a lot more in terms of offering information and education about the whole range of health issues for men and women. Mm-hmm. What are some of you have seminars, you have classes. Mm-hmm. What kind of other services do you offer besides basic medical services?
Yeah, we have community outreach, and so we partner with a lot of organizations to provide, to your point originally, health fairs. So we do some annual health fairs depending on where they are. Actually, we're going to have a health fair coming up pretty soon with the organization. I don't have a date right now, but I can get to you later on that. We also have a lot of collateral information, brochures, et cetera, that we provide to other organizations, clinics, to make sure they have the knowledge and the information that they need to communicate to their patients. And we have a lot of special services. But bariatric surgery, do bariatric surgery. And with bariatric surgery, we have seminars to allow patients the opportunity to understand if bariatric surgery is something for them. Right. They may be at the stage where they may actually just need a weight program. So we let them learn that. And then when it gets to the point where it's significantly severe, then they may need bariatric surgery. Also, we have a great cardiology program for the system overall, for Jackson South, Jackson North, and also Jackson, Maine. Phenomenal cardiology program. And then a big part, we have our affiliations with a lot of great programs with the University of Miami and FIU, and then some other programs that we do from an educational standpoint.
Now, what are the different areas that Jackson North, South, and Maine cover?
Yeah, Jackson North, we cover pretty much North Miami. So mm-hmm. North Miami, North Miami Beach, Miami Gardens, Miami Lakes, portions of Aventura. Jackson, Maine is centrally located. Jackson, Maine, actually, because they have their true quaternary facility. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by quaternary, they do everything from level one trauma, to transplants, that we do not do at our facility. And we were talking about cancer. They also have radiation oncology at the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. So they do above and beyond. Jackson North and South are truly community hospitals.
Okay.
So South is actually located in Cutler Bay.
Okay. So because the Maine is so known as the place where all the critical care is taken. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's a burn, they go to Jackson.
Correct.
When you hear about the unfortunate gun violence in Miami-Dade, they go to Jackson.
Yes.
But you guys really are in the community of the community.
Yes, ma'am. Ellen, I do want people to know that you can go to Jackson for all your care, not just the severe gunshot victim or emergency care. You can go for all your tertiary and secondary care, because Jackson, Maine, North and South does we do everything.
Right. Well, that's like with the annual physical, you go to Jackson for your annual physical.
Yes,
you don't
ma'am.
Have to go to a different doctor, and then it's not like you're going to the hospital.
Yes, ma'am.
It's you are the doctor.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And now, to even facilitate things more, you mentioned earlier, and I wanted to expand on it, the urgent care facilities that you're opening. And we're seeing more and more of this, which I think is great to get people away from going to the ER for something that really isn't an emergency procedure.
Correct.
What are some of the things that people used to go to the ER for that now they don't need to go to an ER for something that's not
Correct.
As critical?
Yeah, to your point, Ellen, I think people, you know, they still do go to the ER for a lot of basic things. In ER world, you got five levels. So level one through five. Level five being the most primary thing. You have a cold, you have a sore throat, et cetera, to level one, like we talked about, you're really critically severe, gunshot victim, et cetera. A lot of the small stuff, colds, sore throats, headache, pain, you can go to urgent care and get that taken care of.
Right. Didn't people used to go to emergency because they didn't have health coverage?
Correct. And actually, it's more cost effective for a person to go to urgent care than an emergency department. But to your point, most people use the ED as their primary care, because they didn't have coverage, but also sometimes younger people would just go to the ED because it was just easier, because they chose not to have a PCP, or you just have individuals that didn't want to have a primary care physician and just went to the ED. Mm-hmm. So the proliferation of urgent cares, not in only in this community, but across the United States of America, has grown tremendously over the last 5 to 6 years. And it's a way, part of, we talked about Affordable Care Act. It's a way to provide health care in an affordable manner in your community.
Right. And I hear people rave about the experience, you know, when it is a cold and there's no reason to make an appointment with a doctor. And
you just walk in. Yes,
exactly.
That's correct.
So, OK. And those are opening when?
So we have four urgent cares this year. The first one is going to be in Country Walk Southwest on 152nd and 137th. The second one will be on 131st in Biscayne. The third will be on South Miami Beach, and then the fourth will be on Cutler Bay.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you for more
details.
With Men's Health Month and these fabulous barbershop pop-up stops, you have, there was just an event yesterday, but you have in 2 weeks another series of pop-up stops. Can you tell us the date and where?
Yes, on June 25th, we're going to have three additional pop-up stops. One will be at True Cuts Barbershop on 8204 Biscayne Boulevard. And then the other one will be True Cuts Barbershop in Wynwood. And then the third is Cuts and Corners on 8901 Pembroke Road.
Okay, so if you need a haircut,
yes,
that would be the day. You can see the times also. I believe they're usually 2 to 3 hour windows.
That's correct, ma'am.
So you can see the times at the website, which is jacksonhealth.org.
That's correct.
Okay. Andre, is there anything else you want us to know about Jackson and your involvement with the community?
I like to leave people to know that Jackson is a place with a strong tradition to take care of all, regardless of your ability to pay, to the people that can pay, from the sickest to the sick, to people that just need a helping hand from a health education standpoint. We pride ourselves on providing great service and great quality to all, regardless. And we're very excited about doing these pop-up stops to our community going forward. Thank you.
The CEO of Jackson North Medical Center, Andre Boyd, and together with the entire trifecta of Jackson Properties, doing so much to serve our community and ensure the health of our residents. Again, it's Men's Health Month throughout June, but don't only use that as the time when you speak to a doctor or seek information. Make your appointments, go for your annual physicals. We now have the benefit of coverage for our annual care and the benefit of incredibly skilled doctors should you need any follow-up. Andre, thank you so much. The CEO, Jackson North Medical Center. And again, check jacksonhealth.org for everything related to your health, to Jackson, and of course to these pop-up barbershop stops throughout June and Men's Health Month. Thank you.
Thank you.
And before we wrap up the program today, just to give you a little more insight into the Jackson Health website, which, as we've mentioned, is jacksonhealth.org. When you go to the page, if you want to find these events, on the top menu, you'll see there's home, careers, calendar. So you click on the calendar, it brings up all the different wellness and health fairs they have. And it really is an exciting variety of things, in addition to these barbershop pop-up stops where you can get the locations, the start and end times of each one. This Kidgett's Little Chefs event that's going to be happening at the Falls on June 15th, this coming Wednesday, where Jackson will be on hand to teach kids and families about healthy eating, something that we all need, also about healthy activities. Then there's another health, safety, and wellness fair coming up on Saturday, June 18th in Homestead at the William F. Dickinson Community Center. Another event with Babies R Us, first birthday, is showing the services that Holtz Children's Hospital provides for babies. And then we have, again, as we've mentioned, June 25th, the barbershop pop-up stops. You can see it all. It's jacksonhealth.org. Click on calendar. You'll find everything they're doing. You've been listening to Easy's Community Focus. I'm Ellen Jaffe. Thank you for joining me this morning. If you have comments or would like to suggest a topic, please feel free to email me at ellen@easy93.com.